This week in the European Parliament, I had an opportunity to exchange in a debate with the ECB president and the chair of the European Systemic Risk Board, Mario Draghi, where I put it to him the concerns that we have about the fact that international finance has fueled a new Irish housing bubble that is causing price and rent increases that, as we know, are pricing thousands of young people out of both of the markets. And are having a catastrophic social as well as personal and economic impact. Interestingly, when he responded to me, Mr. Draghi identified the main source of vulnerability in the Irish property market as being the search for yield by international investors, saying that the resulting rise in property prices makes the market vulnerable to repricing and sudden risks in terms of some of the changes that are coming down the line. He also pointed out that the source of the inflating bubble in the Irish state is largely across border financing and non-banks, and said it's important to investigate whether new macro-prudential instruments should be introduced for non-banks, specifically in relation to their commercial real estate exposure. So in other words, what Mario Draghi has argued for is that the interests of financial stability, we should be examining whether we should introduce new regulations at the macro level for the enormous shadow banking sector in Ireland, which involves huge sums of money but remains largely unregulated. And I think that's a welcome admission on his part, and something that should be seized upon from the Irish government's point of view, because we know now that we've received warnings from the European Commission, from the IMF, and the OECD in recent months that focus on two themes. The first is that the risk that tens of thousands of existing restructured mortgages in Ireland will be unsustainable in the event that interest rates rise. And the second is that the risk to economic stability posed by the overheated property market, fueled, as I say, by market and private equity funds searching for yield in commercial and residential real estate, and the surge in credit in recent months is adding fuel to this fire. So we've known, and you've covered, of course, the impact that vulture funds and other outside players are having on the Irish property market. We know the true cost of that, in that families cannot purchase a house, they cannot draw down a mortgage, and in turn they can't afford to pay the exorbitant rents that are being charged, and that in turn is creating an unprecedented homelessness crisis. And all of these are happening in a vacuum with no necessary policy response. So we know that the Irish government haven't been building enough social and affordable homes for people, and we know that they've become overly reliant on the likes of vulture funds and other shadow banking sectors to create this perfect storm in many ways that I believe, if it isn't tackled effectively and immediately, that unfortunately we could be seeing another property crash, and this time with even greater consequences than that we saw in the middle of the 2000s.